Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now let us do some of this. Did you watch last night? It was back in sparkling form with a new presenter, a new judge. Great excitement. Dancing with the Stars Ireland returned last night, bringing all the shine to this bitterly cold January. So we're joined by dancer, choreographer, podcaster and show judge Arthur Garunlian.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Arthur.
How are you?
And a happy new year to you. Very well, I'm
and
very
happy
well.
Happy new year to you. Yes, yes. Happy new year. Oh my God, we definitely came back with a bang, Oliver. I swear to God, I'm sitting in the studio. I didn't want to leave. I'm like, I'm buzzing too much. I am not leaving here. I'll see you on Saturday, Sunday.
You're still there now.
I go home. It's so amazing. Honestly, I can't cope. I came home and I was like so hyped up. I was like, I want to go out. Because it was so amazing. It's like a new era for Dancing with the Stars.
But you want to go out, but you've two small children, so you just couldn't.
Exactly. You see the parenthood kicked in. I was like, no, I feel guilty. I need to stay home.
But what that opening number, you have all the dancers, the pros, yes. The judges, presenters. That must take a long time to get ready.
Do you know what? The dancers, the professional dancers and celebrities, they worked hard. Obviously, we were like part-timers. We just turned up and just did 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, thank you so much. But everybody else worked so, so hard. And also, OT smashed it at the beginning. I mean, the woman still got it. I was like, listen, I know you won twice, but stop showing off. She was incredible. Do you know what? I think the thing is what's happening right now, because people are saying don't change anything that isn't broken, right?
Yeah.
So why would you change? But sometimes to revamp things, it's working. So the secret is in the pudding, like they say. It was fresh, it was new, it was so energetic. You know, congratulations to Laura stepping into Jiren's shoes. She did an incredible job. I don't know, it was in a different atmosphere. Like it's like when you're wearing your brand new shoes and you're so proud of it. That's how it felt. No, start going into the world. That's exactly how I felt.
Oh, it's a sweet escape. A sweet escape, Arthur.
100%.
I love seeing the judges dancing because they have to come in and be harsh where it's necessary and award befuddling scores, which we'll come to later on, Arthur. But will we see you dance again in the series? Because you're up there front and centre last night.
Well, hopefully, because you know what? They never tell us anything. It's like a surprise. And they're like, okay, tomorrow you're going to be dancing. I don't know. But that's why people actually sometimes forgetting that the judges sitting there, they're dancers. That's part of our career. We've been dancing. And then when they see us moving, they're like, oh my God, you can't move. I was like, why are you surprised? That's why I'm there. That's why I'm there. So
well, no, we do forget as the weeks go. Yeah, we forget that you're a dancer as well. And come here,
exactly.
I was lucky enough to meet basically everyone in your family there just before Christmas.
You did, yes.
In the Merion Hotel, including your mum Maria. She was in the audience last night. You've a little dancer, don't you, one of your girls?
Yes, oh my God. To be honest with you, having my mom there, to be honest, it's incredible. It was very emotional because everything I've done in my life, I've been in showbiz for 25 years, and my mom never had the opportunity to come everything I've done.
Wow.
She probably came to see me maybe 5 times altogether in like 25 years because, you know, she's living in a different country.
Yes.
So this is the second time she came. She was sitting next to me, and every time I turned around to see her face, I was like so emotional. I was like, okay, put yourself together, Arthur. You're live television. You have to talk now. But and also now the girls are stepping, you know, they love dancing. They were watching with their daddy last night. But I think Blue is going to be even more dancer than Blake. I'm absolutely surprised. I mean, you saw her at Christmas.
She was
loving
dancing.
The music.
And what
she
age
was
is she?
Dancing. She's 18 months.
18
I
months.
This music. She just get up and dancing. She's clicking her fingers. She's very Armenian in that way. We click our fingers when we dance. So yeah, it was amazing. And they loved watching. I think Blake was a little bit impressed. Why is Papa there? Because normally she sees Daddy all the time on TV. But I think she was excited. Yeah.
Finally, she sees you getting your moment.
Finally, I'm working too, Blake.
What was she doing last year? She was too
young.
Exactly.
Last year she was too young, yeah. Exactly.
And your mum, Maria, she's gone back. Where will she be going? Going back to?
Yeah, she's going back home this week, end of this week. She's Aix-en-Provence. She lives in France. I mean, what a place to be, a gorgeous sunshine. So she's there. I mean, also, she's not getting any younger. That's what I was saying to my friends and family. She's not getting any younger. It's hard for her to travel. She's 78, you know, getting the plane. So I was like, you're coming for Christmas. You're going to stay, because she was meant to be coming in 2024, my third season, but she got very sick. So she couldn't come to see the show.
Nice.
So I was like, mom, this this year you're coming to the show. Lots of like roaming up, like put your jacket on. I can't for you to be sick, you know. So I was like nervous. I was like, please, I want you to see me work and I want you to be there for me for my first show. So bless her. She was so cute. So cute. So she's going to go back. I don't know when she's going to come back. But yeah, we had a great time last night.
Lovely. You'll never regret time you spent with your mommy, for sure.
100%. And I'm so privileged, you know, having my mom still with me. Like, I don't take anything for granted, for
sure. Very good. So that's all the sweet emotion out of the way now, Arthur. It's time to talk about the scoring. What is going on? This befuddling competition. Amber in particular got such a low score. And even you, who usually such bright and light with people. I could just see the poor woman was kind of crushed because I thought she was very good. I know she was a little bit stiff, but I mean, it's the first night.
Do you know what? There's this thing. You can watch dancing, but you can do the steps, but it's not dancing, if you know what I mean. She was doing the steps, but it's not dancing. She was very nervous, you can tell. Like, I think I said that. I said, she really reminded me of Nina Carver.
Yes, you did.
First show. When I saw Nina, I was like, oh my God, how is she going to dance in this season? But then she changed. She was the dark horse in the competition. So let's not be fooled by people the first show, because they're all nervous. They've been practicing for a couple of weeks, months. So they're coming and the nerves are kicking in. So I think she was very nervous. And like I said last night, she needed to let it go. Enjoy. Dancing is fun. Sometimes you can sell with your face. Forget the moves sometimes. But her face was so rigid. I was like, you can do better. I can see the potential in her, because she was hitting the steps, but she wasn't dancing.
It would have been difficult last night, but maybe today she's waking up with more encouragement.
Correct. And sometimes when we criticize, sometimes they change next week. She might come back next week and be like, oh my God, who is this woman?
Is Arthur gone?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, you're right. There was just a little dip there. I thought Michael Fry was amazing, and I thought 21 was a bit mean. I thought that should have been up there in the high ones, where Caitlin Cummins got the highest score last night. Because he was perfect on the feet, he seemed to be in rhythm and in sync with his dancer. What did he do wrong?
I think, again, like starting up, like I said, it was very good. And then once he left the desk, it got a little bit heavy for me and clumpy. It wasn't clean enough. And I remember Otis said even the stamina. For dancing, you need to work your stamina, you know, because when you're dancing, you can't just let yourself go. So I think what's happening, he needs to go move, practice even more. To me, he needs to practice even more because it got a little bit heavy and it wasn't clean enough
very
for me,
hard
for
competition.
My liking. You know.
Paddy Maloney from the Traitors, Ireland, of course, he got the lowest score. He's in trouble with the judges, but he, you know, the public will decide.
Listen, like I always say, Oliver, it's a public voting. We are there just to judge and tell our, you know, it's our opinions. We're all different individuals. At the end of the day, pick up the phone and call for your favorites. That's it. I know it's a dancing show, but we all know sometimes not the best dancer going to win the show, but I want the best dancer to win because I'm sitting on the panel as a judge to criticize them what I see. But at the end of the day, Paddy is so lovable. I feel like he's a nation's sweetheart. People love him.
he's the Kevin Dundon of this year, isn't he?
He's the Kevin Dundon. But also... Can we just talk about his musicality? He has an incredible musicality.
Arthur, we always talk about fun things, but we'll have loads of time over the next couple of weeks. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Dancing with the Stars on the RT Player as well. Happy New Year.